for years and years now, we have been promised almost on an annual basis, you know, McGee is going to expand, that this and that is going to be done. Now, some things have happened. The announcement, I mean, of medical school at McGee, that's progress when we see it up and running properly. But for every advance that McGee has made or being allowed to make by the management of Ulster University, for every step forward, there's been two steps back. And I give some instances of that. For example, Irish history has been removed from McGee to Coleraine. This is only one of the courses that have been removed. Think about it. Where else in Ireland are you surrounded by Irish history so much as in Derry? To put the Irish history in Coleraine is to create a contradiction in terms. And it's not just that. We've had our psychologists gone from McGee as well, and a whole series of modern languages have gone from McGee and been attached to other campuses of the Ulster University. And as well as that, administrative jobs. For example, organisation of wages for the University of Ulster used to be based in Derry at McGee. It's now in Coleraine. Why? Why is that? And why isn't there uproar about it? That's the point I'm making. You know, this has been going on for a long time. I mean, I'm old enough to remember out of the campaign, the University for Derry campaign, way back in the 1960s. And I can remember writing about it. I was co-author of a pamphlet produced in Queen's University in Belfast, where I was a student, calling for a university and a second university to be built in Derry. I mean, as I think that was about 1964. On an episodic basis down through the years and over the recent years, I've been campaigning constantly with anybody else who'd come along. At long last, the promises given to McGee and given to Derry about the future of third level education here, to have those promises fulfilled, which they haven't been.
And is it your view that Ulster University should step aside if it can't honour these promises to expand McGee and allow for McGee to become an independent body?
I think there's debates in its early stages, but, you know, because this is a new development, or this point is, and it has been raised, sort of, is not let's go for a separate thing. We're not seeing a campaign against Ulster University being in Derry. We're not saying that. We're saying that if the Ulster University cannot deliver, and the evidence is piling up that it cannot, if it cannot deliver on the promises it has made and successive administrations have made to Derry, then they should stand aside and let somebody else have a go.